The Gemara in the Dorim, Adaf Lamed Ches, says that the Kriya Ksiv in Chumash is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That's how it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. You should read this way, and it should be read the other way. The Radak, in his commentary on Tanakh, writes that the Kriya Ksiv indicates that there were two versions of the way the Pasuk should be read. So the Chachamim made a pshara, so they decided to put one into the text, and the other one should be read balpeh. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that that's against the Gemara. You're not allowed to say it like that. Gemara said the favorite, not so. When you have a Kriya Ksiv and they seem to contradict each other, halacha lemaisa, and a pasuk that's talking about halacha, so how do you paskin? Do you paskin like the Ksiv? Do you paskin like the Kri? So that's a major dispute. Machlag satanam, whether yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masoris. Why is it called the aim? Why isn't it called av? How come there's a binyan av, there's no binyan aim? How come this? The question doesn't bother me, but somehow this is, in Europe, there are different collections of Tshuvos HaGoyim, so one of the collections that was printed in Europe is reprinted already in recent years, many times over, so this is the first tshuva. How come there's a binyan av, not a binyan aim? How come Yashem la Masorit, Yashem la Mikra, not av? I'm not sure. They give some kind of an answer. What do you do, Taka, when you have a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv? So Tosis points out on Dav Dalet, whenever there's a way to darshan the halacha, to establish the halacha based on incorporating both the Kri and the Ksiv together, so everyone would agree that that's what you should do. For example, Kiyutan Mayim Al Zera. The din is that there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumma, Adam Mekelem, Ochlem, and Mashkim. The Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kamma and the base of Medalef, the Odom Mekalim have to be Mekabel Tumma from an Av HaTumma or above. And Ochlum HaMashkin can be Mekabel Tumma from a Tolda, from a Rishon, from a Sheni, and so on. Odom Mekalim have Tara B'Mikveh, and Ochlum HaMashkin have no Tara B'Mikveh, except for water. That's a different din, that's a din of Zriya. And not all Kalim have Tara B'Mikveh. But Icheris is Mekabel Tumma, has no Tara B'Mikveh. Okay, so there are four categories of things that are makabel tumah. So the Gemara says that mashkim are more susceptible to kabbalas tumah than oichlim. Araya, the Gemara proves, the Gemara's expression is mashkim alulim lekabel tumah. Alul means more susceptible. But araya, that oichlim are only makabel tumah if you rinse them off in advance, if you had hechsher, and mashkim don't require hechsher. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the pasuk speaks about this institution of hechsher. Chiyutan Mayim Al Zera, and there's a Kriya Ksiv there. It's written Yud Tav Nun with that above, and it's read with a Shuruk as if it were written Yutan Yud Vav Tav Nun. So the Gemara darshans the Kriya Ksiv together. Yutan Duimet Diyitain, that even if it rains on the water, I wake up in the morning and I see that it rains, and I'm very happy. Bushels of apples. The fact that it rains on the apples when they're still attached to the tree doesn't accomplish anything, because just like the Ochlim are not Mekabel Tumma when they're Mechuba L'Karkas, and they're not Mekabel Hechsher either when they're Mechuba L'Karka. But after I already plucked off the apples and they're in a basket, and then it rains, so if I wake up in the morning, I wasn't aware of the fact that it was raining last night. I wake up in the morning and see it has rained, and the rain is still on the Ochlim, so that's, and it's Nichali, so then the Gemara says, that's Yutan Dumya Diyitin. Yutan means it happened by itself. Yitan means if I poured the water on. If I'm pouring the water on, it means that I'm interested in rinsing it off. Yutan means that it rained on its own, but if it's Yutan Dumya Diyitin, then it's good. So the Gemara darshins the Kri and the Ksiv together. Or the Gemara has over here, Dalet on the base, there is a Machlokes Hatanim. Yehuda ben Tema says, Asuma Beino Achas is Potter Min Haria. Do we paskin like this? You've got to look in the Rambam. But that's what Rabbi Yudah ben Tema says. On the first daf in Chagiga, the Gemara says it's a machlekes hatanoim. Other tanoim disagree. So where did Rabbi Yudah ben Tema get this idea from? That a summa bein achas is potter, because it's a queen of ksiv. It says, Shalosh pam hashana yeirae kol zuchurcha. So the kri is yeirae, and the ksiv is yire. So the Gemara really says, why do you even consider that a kri of ksiv? That's the same spelling, yishkabena, yishgalena, that's a queen of ksiv. Yutan, yitain, all right, we call that also a kriya ksiv. Even though there's nothing wrong with spelling the word yutan without a vav, we call it also a kriya ksiv. But yira, yiroya, it's the same spelling, exactly the same. And nonetheless, the Tana darshans, he treats it as if it were a kriya ksiv, and he darshans halacha by combining the kriya ksiv together. So the kriya is, shalosh pam hashana yiroya kol zuchocha. All the Jewish men should appear in the Azor. The women are not mechuyev in aliyah leregel. The women, the Gemara says in the first daf in Chagiga, the women have to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach Shavuos. They have to come to Yerushalayim because they have the mitzvah of simcha. They have the mitzvah of simcha, ein simcha le b'bsar shlomen. That's a question whether that's true. A women, simcha's yontav is a mitzvah saseh as mangroma. So there's a machlekes tanoim and a machlekes hamoraim and the Gemara and a machlekes the Ramam and the Ravid where the women are mechuyev in simcha. Some tanoim say obviously it's an exception to the rule because it was samachta ato v'hager v'hayosim v'halmona shebikebecha. The almona is a woman, so you see that women are mechuyev in simcha, so therefore it's an exception to the rule. The rule is that women are usually potter from mitzvah saseh shas magrama, and there's a whole list of exceptions. Kiddush is an exception, matzah is an exception. Pesach is machlekes hatanoim, where the women, I think, be paskin women are mechuyev Pesach Rishon. It's later on in the first parak, machlekes hatanoim, where the women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. So half of the tanoim and amoraim hold that women are mechuyev in simchas yontov. The others say no. Isha baila mesamcha. The wife is not mechuyev in simcha. If they're going to go to Yerushalayim together, what, he's going to leave his wife home? Not going to let him. She wants to go to Yerushalayim also. He's going to go, so he's going to get shlamim for himself, and he's going to get chulim for the wife. So she's going to say, that's not fair. I want to eat karbonis also. So Isha Baila Mesamcha is the husband's obligation to be Mesamech his wife, to be Mesamech his daughters. And it's the obligation of the men to be Mesamech the Almonis. But the Almona herself is not Mechuyev. So that's the Machlekes in the Gemara. Tanoim, Amoraim, and Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid in Hilchas Chagiga, where the women are Mechuyev and Simcha. So the Gemara in the first daf in Chagiga has such an expression. Women are not mechuyev in aliyah leregel, but they have to go to Yerushalayim, and in order to aliyah leregel means you have to walk into the Azorah. According to one opinion, women are mechuyev in simcha, so they don't have to go all the way into the Azorah, they have to go into Yerushalayim and eat the shalmei simcha, eat shlamim in Yerushalayim. If you hold women are not mechuyev in simcha, so they don't even have to go to Yerushalayim at all, unless they want to be with their husbands, okay? Hishabayla mesamcha, it's the husband's obligation to be mesamech the wife. So again,
hold each about the samcha, so a single woman, it doesn't have her own
chiyuv,
it's just someone
else to
pay for her, or
daf a
married woman
is bala? No, it means that women are not mechuyev, because it falls under the rule of mitzvah saseh shas mechuyev, except that men who are mechuyev and simcha mechuyev to be mesamech, the women who need cheering up, the almonis, the yistoymas, okay? A single girl is on her own, she's not mechuyev, no one's mechuyev to be mesamech her. She's having a good time, without being invited out, so there's no chiyuv to mesamech her. So the Gemara, so the simple reading in the pasuk is shalosh pam shana yeroya kol zuchurcha. All of the men have to visit the Azorah. Not enough to come to Yerushalayim. Yeroya kol zuchurcha b'nei Hashem means have to be tohar, have to go to mikveh. That's what the Shagas Arya says. Pasha pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk chay vodam latar atzma beregel. Why beregel? So the Shagazari says the simple reading in the Ramam is because if you won't become tohar before regel, you won't be able to enter into the Azorah. So bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, the whole din doesn't apply. That's what the Shagazari claims. The Rosh in the end of Yuma, we must have spoken about before Yom Kippur, the Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes Rabbeinu Sadigon, who says that everyone has to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, and you say, Brocha, shekadoshanu b'mitzvot b'tzimonu ala tefila. And the Rosh understood the Rav Sadi going to mean that not only is there a din chayvonim taratzma beregel on sholosh regalim, even on Yom Kippur there never was a chiv aliyah leregel. And the Rabbi Nesadi is talking about bizman hazeh, so he understood, the Rosh understood Rav Sadi going as implying that chayvonim taratzma beregel is a different din. That's how Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes from the Kubalim in his Gil Yoni Hashas on Chagiga, that Geoinim understood that Kedushas HaShabbos is so powerful, has an effect on you even if you're Tomei. But the Kedushas Yontav is not as forceful, is not as powerful as Kedushas HaShabbos. There's Etarach and Levish on Yontav, so the Kedushas Yontav will only leave an effect on the person if he's Tohar. So Chayvarim Taratzma LeKovid Regel, not only Sholosh Regalim, even Hashanah Yom Kippur, so Chayvarim Taratzma Regel. Whatever, okay. So the simple reading of the pasuk Shalosh Pam Shana Yeiro Ekol Zchurcho, all of the men have to appear in the Azorah to be seen by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and we read the pasuk as if, based on the ksiv, we read as if we would say Shalosh Pam Shana Yeiro Ekol Zchurcho Bnei Hashem. We should see the Shechina. How can we see the Shechina? He doesn't have a body. Ein lo guf. Ein lo masigi aguf. The Rambam counts as one of the 13 Ikkari Amunas. How can you see the Shechina? That's a very strong question. So the Stechemed is an encyclopedia that was written in the early 1900s. He was a Sfardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael. He got a Rabbonis somewhere in the middle of Russia. And he didn't know what they had. They claimed they had all kinds of menhagim. And he didn't know whether they were authentic menhagim or they were menhagim betoyas. So he corresponded with a lot of Rabbonim. So he has a lot of correspondence with Reb Shlomo LeVilna, who was a dayan in Vilna at the time the Vilna Shas was being printed. Shlomo LeVilna was the magia on the Vilna Shas. He corresponded with the Nitziv, who was the Rashiv and Balozh, and corresponded to, with many, many Rabbonim of his generation. So he, one of the letters that he has from Reb Shlomo LeVilna is commenting on the two Gemaras in Maseches Chagiga. The end of Chagiga, the Gemara says that in the Bais Rishon, when the Orim with the Kruvim was still there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Pasuk says, Nivrayamim da Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Orim with the Luchas in the basement. And then the Mishnah says, in Yuma, the whole Bais Sheni period, the Orim with the Luchas were not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a question where they were, but they wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, during the period of the Bais Rishon, when the Orim with the Kruvim was still there, there was a thick wall, anama traksin, there was a thick wall separating between the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the wall had windows in it, which had curtains. So they used to roll up the curtains to show the Olei Regalim, the Kruvim hugging each other. And the Kruvim represent Kemar Ish V'Lev Yosai. That's what it says in Sefer Dibra Yomim. The Kruvim hugging each other like a husband hugs his wife. Kemar Ish V'Lev Yosai. And it's supposed to represent the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Bnei Yisrael. So they used to roll up the kruv, they used to roll up the curtain, the peroiches, in this big amatraxin, and used to show the Oile Rigolim, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Amokem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Look at the kruvim hugging each other, which symbolizes, represents the chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Bnei Yisrael. Then they used to pick up the shulchan and show them, they used to squeeze Lechem Aponim to show that it's fresh. Lechem Aponim is baked on Friday. The Afiyah is not Derech Shabbos. Then it would sit on the Shulchan, not in a plastic sealed bag, and not in a freezer, not in a refrigerator, or anything. The thing should have gotten very stale at the end of the week. So you would squeeze it to show that it's still fresh. And the Pasuk says in Navi, Lechem Cham Kiyom Hilokhoi. It was still warm at the end of the week. It was still warm like when it was taken out from the oven. So they would show these nisim. Then they showed other nisim tederim that were in Yerushalayim, showed a lot of things. So the Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna wonders, where in the world did they get this crazy idea from, that they should roll up the pareches, show the people the kruvim, and pick up the shulchan, show and tell. Where did it come from? So he says, no, that's a key of the mitzvah of Yireh Yireh, Yireh Pnei Hodne. All the Jewish men have to come to Beis HaMikdash to see the Shechina. How can they see the Shechina? The Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body. So the answer is, we show them the Kruvim. One represents the Shechina, one represents Bnei Yisrael. We show them the Nisidash. That's the way they fulfill Yireh Kol Zchurchas Bnei Hashem. So the Gemara has this Tana. Who's the Tana? Yehuda ben Yochanan ben Davoi quotes in the name of Yehuda ben Tema that there's a hekesh over here. Yireh Yireh Kederach Shebo, just like the Shechina comes to look at us with both of his eyes. Baruch Hashem doesn't have any body, but he's taking a good look at us. So too, Yireh, we should come to see the Shechina with our full vision. So if a person is blind on one eye, he's potter from Aliyah L'Rebbe. That's what this Tana says. The other Tanaim disagree. Fine. Yeah. We mentioned the Kasha Rabbi Saul Salanter, a fascinating Kasha, that the Drush Svarim in Europe pilpul about the Kasha, that there's a Medrash Rabba on the Pasuk towards the very end of Shir HaShirim, Brach Do Dilit Udmeluch Oletzvi Oleyorfu HaYolim. I think that's one of the last Pasuk, next to the last Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Brach Do Dilit Meluch Oletzvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to a deer. In what way is he compared to a deer? So the Medrash Rabba says on that pasuk, the deer when it's awake keeps the both eyes open and looks all over what's happening. The deer when it's sleeping doesn't close both eyes, it keeps one eye open and still is watching what's happening. So too, when we are resim at Sanash Amakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a deer who's awake and he looks at us with both eyes. And we were not us, and when we are not us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't close his eyes. He keeps one eye open, one eye closed, he's still looking at us. So who says that the Shekhinah is always looking with two eyes? The Shekhinah sometimes looks with one eye. And in fact, there is a Gemara in the first parak in Bava Basra where there's a machlokes hatanoim. How come sometimes when Esau are described as banim lamakom, sometimes described as avodim? So there's a machlokes hatanoim. So there's a shaila how we paskin la'alocha. Mishlah Melech has an essay about this in his sefer Parashas Drachim. He has a shaila diun halacha ma'isa. How do we paskin halacha ma'isa? One of the nigunim that they have now is benkach benkach banim atam l'Hashem l'kechem. That's one time it says like that. Benkach ben. That benkach, benkach or benkach. Supposed to be the correct pronunciation. Benkach or benkach. Banim atam l'Hashem l'kechem. That's what one time it says. And the other time it says no. We are called banim lamakom when we are rosim mitzana shalom. When we are ainam mitzana shalom, then we're called avadim. So when we are called banim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avinu shebashamayim. We are called avadim. So he's an adon. That's the relationship. So Rabbi Sol Salam pointed out the pasuk by Ali al Regal says that it's written three times in Chumash. Ali al Regal. So one of the three times it's written, it says shalosh shamashana yirak kol schoch as pnei ha'adon Hashem alakecha. So if it says pnei ha'adon, means that we are Avadim and he's an Adam. Means that we ain't Osim Mitzvah Shalmachim. So if the Pasuk is talking about a situation where ain't Osim Mitzvah Shalmachim, so HaKadosh Baruch only looks with one eye. So how does the Tana come off to say, if you assume that everybody holds it from everything that we said, Banim and Avadim and looking with one eye and so on. So how does the Tana make his statement that just like Kishem, just like the Shekhinah is looking with both eyes, so we have to look with both eyes and assume Bein Achas is Pata. Forget. The Pasuk seems to be talking about Bizman Shein Esim and Tzadu Shalmakim, because the Shekhinah is referred to as an Adam, so we're Avadim, so the Shekhinah is only looking with one eye. That's the Kasha. That's the Kasha.
Why is this Kasha on our original Gemara that we quoted of the Shekhinah and all that? Why isn't this Kasha on the Gemara that says that you're called Avadim when you're not Tzadu Hashem? Clearly, Aliyah regular is Rotan Hashem.
That's another kasha. Okay, that's another kasha. It does make sense, you're saying. It does make sense to assume that the Pasuk is talking about, the Pasuk should talk about the ideal situation. Why should it be talking about a situation where we're sinning? See? So that should be the beginning of an answer. Okay, that should be the beginning of an answer. Good. So that's what in the Jewish swarm, they have answers on the kasha. Okay, so we have an institution of Kriya Ksiv. And whenever possible, Yidarshan by blending the two together, like Yutan Dum Yediyitin and Yira Yeroya, you blend the two together. And when there's no way to blend them together, then it's a machlekes hatanoim, whether you pass in Yeshem la Mikro or you pass in Yeshem la Masoris. Yeah. Middle of this whole discussion, so the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. Ravi is dam min hameis. Let's say if you donate blood and you survive after you donate blood, you're still alive, you're walking around. So that blood is not metame. A kohen is permitted to donate blood. Only Revi is dam ben ames. If someone drops dead, and then the dam comes out. Dam comes out, dam shepirish la'achamisa. That's metame. But dam ben achai is not metame. So dam ben ames is, we learn out from a pasuk that dam ben ames is metame. How much dam do you have to have? So you have to have a Revi is dam. What is the rep? What does Revius represent? So Revius represents the tiniest baby needs a minimum of a Revius dam in order to survive. So that's called Nafshas Meis Lo Yovo. Nafshas Meis means the dam that's needed to keep the Tanoim understood based on the Pesukim B'chumash Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, that the blood circulation, that there is an institution of blood circulation. The outside world didn't read Chumash. They didn't realize that there's an institution of blood circulation till the 1700s. Torah was given a few years before the 1700s. They always knew that there was blood circulation, and they declared that Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, Malikot L'Kul, Malikot L'Pal, Chayvul B'Shabbos, is a Malach in the Tilus Neshama, because the dam keeps the animal alive, keeps the person alive. So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk also, Akol Nafshas Meis, the dam that's needed to keep the tiniest human being alive is a revered dam. So Revius Dam and Ames is Matam. What if you have a Revius Abba Mishnei Mesim? Two people are dead. You take a half a Revius from one, a half a Revius from another. So the So it's a machlekes hatanaim. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, whether Rabbi is dam haba mishnei mesim is metamei or not. The simple reading of the Gemara is the Gemara presents it on the bottom of Dala Meralach as if the burden of proof is on the Tana Rabbi Kiva, who says that they are mitzdarfin. He has to bring a makar. He has to bring a proof that Rabbi is haba mishnei mesim is mitzdarf yachad. So Tosis is bad with the kasha. The big Tosis minayin Rabbi is dam. Tosis appears in other mesichtes as well. So the Tosis says there is a Mishnah in Me'ila. There's a misprint here. It says in Tosis Zvachim Daf Yedzayin. It's not Zvachim. It's in Me'ila Daf Yedzayin, where the Mishnah says that Kol Shishirem Shavim Mishmasem Shavim Amitztarfim Zeim Zeh. Let's say a person eats non-kosher food. So how much non-kosher food does he have to swallow? If he chews it and he spits it out, so he didn't eat it. So the question is, when you swallow it, then you're eating it. So how much non-kosher food do you have to swallow in order to get malchus? So one Tana says, kol shuhu l'malchus. If a person eats chelav adam b'mezid, he's chayv koris. If he eats chelav adam b'shogeg, he's chayv chatas. How much chelav adam does he have to eat? Kazai is chelav and kazai is dam. So one Tana Reb Shimon holds kol shuhu l'malchus. The chotzi shir is also menatar and loikev. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin chotz yeshiv is not like it. Is it osim in HaTorah? So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In the end of Yuma, the last parak in Yuma, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the chotz yeshiv is osim in HaTorah. But in order to get malchus, you have to eat a shir sholem. So what if the person eats a chotz yeshiv of nevela and a chotz yeshiv of kaloi hakerem, which is also osim anah, or tevela, or lo, something else. So there's a machlekes HaTanoim. So one Tana is of the opinion that is surim mitzdarfim zem zem. You have the general pasuk that says lo sechel kol tayeva, and it refers to kol shetiyavti lecha harei beval techel. All non-kosher food is aser, so it falls under the same category. So you get malchus if you eat a chatzi zayis of orlo and a chatzi zayis of nevela, you get malchus. We don't pasuk like that. We pasuk in any surim mitzdarfim zem zem. The only time it's mitzdarfim yachad if it's shurim shavim mishmasem shavim. It's the same shem hu iser. If you have niblas ha'oif and you have niblas habhema, you buy meat and chicken from the A&P, so you eat a nibble a little of this, a little of that. Together you ate a kazayas, but I didn't have a full kazayas on niblas ha'oif and I didn't have a full kazayas on niblas behema. So that's cool, even though each one has a different flavor, and one was fried and one was baked and one was cooked and one was roasted, it doesn't make a difference. That's all shem echad. Shmasem shavim and shirem shavim. The shir for nevela by chicken is kazayas. Shef and Nevela by Behem is also Kazai, so it's the same Shavim. They both had the same Nevela and Shirem Shavim. That's the rule in the Mishnah Me'ila. If it's Mosem Shavim and Shirem Shavim, then it's Mitzdarf. The Rambam has a Chiddush from the Sifra that if you eat a half a Kazai of Nevela, half a Kazai of Trefa, that's called Shmosem Shavim. Why? They're two different things. Nevela means it never had Shchita. Trefa means it had a wonderful Shchita, but it's a diseased animal. So what's the connection? Why is it Shmosem Shavim? So the Rambam writes a Chiddush that the Trefa is Tchilas Nevela. The reason why Trefa is Usser, and not a side Isser. Like if I shecht an animal, then I cook it with milk. So it's a side Isser of Basel B'cholim. The fact that I made it into Basel B'cholim doesn't affect the Shchita. But if an animal has a disease that corresponds to one of the 70 Trefas in the Mishnayis, then I say the Shchita is incomplete. Shchita is only chal etarim dein nevela on a trefa, and it's not chal hata b'achila, so it's considered in a certain sense as if it's nevela. So that's a chiddush the Rambam quotes from the Sifra, that chatzi shir because chatzi zayis nevela and a chatzi zayis trefa mitzdarf from yachad, because that's considered as if it is shmaseim shav. So Tosis is bothered with akasha. Once you have that rule in the Mishnah Me'ila, that whenever you have two things, and Tumah Vitar is also the same thing. Let's say a mace Odom is metame kazayis basam and a mace. Kazayis nevela from a dead animal that didn't have a shechita is also metame. But the mace Odom is metame b'maga b'masa b'ohel. And the nivlas behem is only metame b'maga b'masa. So you have a half a kazayis of mace Odom and half a kazayis of nivlas behem. They're not mitztarfim even for the lowest common denominator, not even starfin yachad for the magon amasa, because it's not shmosem shavim. This is called an avail and this is called a mace. The dinim are not the same, but whenever the dinim are the same, it's shmosem shavim and shirem shavim. then it's mitzdarfin. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Why did Rebbe Akiva? The simple reading in the Gemara is that the burden of proof is on Rebbe Akiva. He had to come up with a mocker from the Chumash that half a revius mimeze, half a revius mimeze are mitzdarfin. Revius nam babamish nemeze is mitzdarfin the tamay b'magam emasa ba'ochus. Tosis, why do you need a pasuk? It's all the same din. It's Moseim Shavim and Shireim Shavim. So Tosis says, they reversed the whole pshat in the Gemara. The burden of proof is really on the Chachamim. Rebbe Akiva didn't need it. It just needed a pasuk to prove that dam is metame. The dam is metame. Then Tosis raises an issue. Do you really need a pasuk to say the dam is metame? Maybe I should say dam is bichlal basar. Maybe when there's a pasuk that says that bisar hames is metame, kazai is bisar hames is metame, maybe dam from the mace is the liquid form of the basar. Maybe dam is bichlal basar. So Tosis goes back and forth. So Tosis quotes from Masechus Shabbos, there's a machlokes b'sham and b'silo, where the dam from a nevela, let's say there's an animal never had a proper shechita, the meat in the AMP is all nevela. So let's say you squeeze out the dam, so you have a revius dam from a nevela. Is that metame? So that's a machlokes b'sham and b'silo. So we pass like b'silo that it's metame. So Tosis assumes that Dava Pashud, that the Sibyl's opinion is a din deraisa, represents a din deraisa. The Revi is dam min anavela, is mentami min atar. So Tosis says, where is the pasuk? The Gemara never quotes a pasuk. Must be there is no pasuk. There's no pasuk, and nonetheless, the Sibyl assumed that Revi is dam min anavela, is mentami. It must be that dam bechlal basa. So it's a svara pshuta. Then Tosis comes to the conclusion that it's not correct, that dam is not bechlal basa. The Torah Tmima every so often has an original suggestion. So in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, he points out that it says when Yeshech to Por Aduma, Besorah is called Besorah, Besorah, Bespirusha, Besdoma. It says you have to burn the whole Por Aduma and turn it into ashes. So it says you have to burn the Basar, and it says you have to burn the Dam. What does it have to say? Burn the Dam, if Dam Bechlal Basar. So Araya from the Chumash, the Tosis conclusion, that Dam is not Bechlal Basar. The Tosis doesn't quote that Araya. Tosis Rai from Chumash, you can always ding zach, but Rai from a Gemara, you have to have a Gemara. So Tosis proves there's a Gemara in Psochim in the second peri. Gemara has a whole sugya, Machlokes Chizkia bi Rabbi Abo, which macholos asuras are asa ba'ano, which are only asa b'chile, but are muta ba'ano. So the Gemara has a discussion, there's a Machlokes Reb Shimon by Yechoy, the author of the Zohar. Machlokes the Zohar and Reb Shimon on the one side, and the Gemara on the other side, the Chachamim on the other side. Whether Gid Anosh is also Ba'ano. In the Chumash it never says it, just says, Akein Le'yochla B'nei So is Gid Anosh. It says, Achila is also. Doesn't say anything about Hano. So, the Gemara quotes a Machlokes HaTanoim. Reb Shimon is of the opinion, and that's what it says in the Zohar also, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Gid Anosh is also Ba'achila and also Ba'ano. And the Chachamim disagree that it's mutabano. So what's part of the discussion? So part, what's the mocha one way or the other? So the Gemara says, we really ought to say, that's what Rabbi Abo says, we really ought to say, komochim shenem aleyoch lesoch lelesoch, echad yisra achila v'echad yisra no. Whenever the pasuk says that something is also b'achila, so it's self-understood that it's also b'ano, unless you have a pasuk to indicate that it's mutabano. So let's say nevela. Nevela trefa. Nevela is also b'achila. So we should have said that it's also b'ano, but we know it's not also b'ano. Because in the slaughterhouse, when they slip and they shecht an animal, it turns out to be a nevela, or the shecht turns out to be a trefa, so they sell it to the non-Jews. And the pasuk says, Agerish Abashachet Tanan Abachala Machal Anachri. So it says both by nevela and by trefa. It says, Akelav Tashlichan also by the nevela. By the trefa and then by the nevela, it says it's sell to a goy. So you see that they're both muta b'ano. So that pasuk is needed. I need the psukim to tell me that nevela treifa muta b'ano. I shouldn't think that komachim shenam ala sochlu echad isa achila v'echad isa. No, this is an exception to the rule. Pasuk said that it's muta b'ano. So then the Gemara says, well, since it says, what's the story with chelev? Chelev is also muta b'ano. How do you know? It's a very shapasu. V'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa yiyasa l'chon malacha v'achal lo sochlu. So it's a yiyasa l'chon malacha. You can take the chelev from a nevela treifa and polish your shoes with it, or do whatever you want. You can use it forever. You just can't eat it. You're not, but you also, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to get on. So the Gemara says, there's another pasuk. That pasuk is black and white. Yosel l'chom alok. The Gemara says, there's another pasuk that indicates that chelev is mutabano. The pasuk says, regarding the velo, treifa la chelev tashlich anasi, you get hanoah by feeding it to the dogs. And it says, amachal anachri, you sell it to a goy, you're getting hanoah by selling it to the goy, you're getting paid money. So you see that nevela treifa is mutabano. So then the Gemara says, kashuhutra nevela, when the Chumash says it's mutabano, he vechel bahutru. The whole dead animal is mutamano, including the chelev. So you see from the pasuk, you have the other pasuk, yasal l'chom malacha. But from this pasuk, you see not only that nevela is mutamano, all the parts of the nevela are mutamano, so the chelev is also part of the nevela. So then the Gemara says, well, what do you say regarding gidal nosha? Every animal has a gidal nosha too. So would you say kashutru nevela hive gidahutru or not? So the Gemara says, well, that depends. Is gidal nosha yesh begidin benayis tam or eid begidin benayis tam? That's a machlokes hatanoim and chulin and per gidal nosha. We pask a name begidin benayis tam. It's like eitz bialma. So according to the Tana holds, yesh begidin benayis tam is considered like basar, not as tasty as the basar, but gid is dina kibasar. So then you should say kishuhutra nevela he begidahutra. The gid is part of the basar hanevela. So when the Torah says the nevela is mutamano, included in the nevela is the chelav of the nevela mutamano, and the gid anasha of the nevela is mutamano. But if you hold la locha, that's how we paskin, ein begidin benayis tam. So gid anasha is like eitz bialma. So when the Torah says you're allowed to eat nevela, you're allowed to feed nevela to the dogs, you're allowed to eat nevela, that goes on basar hanevela. That pasuk doesn't go on the gid anosha of the nevela. Gid anosha is not included in nevela, so then it should come out that gid anosha should be also bahanon. So that's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins ain begidin benayis tam, gid anosha eitz bealma, and if it falls into soup that's cooking on the fire, it doesn't asa because the zon is seen as tam. It's not considered basar, the flavor doesn't count, ain begidin benayis tam. So the Rambam should have come out that the Rambam should paskin the gid anasha should be also bano. The Rambam paskins mutamano. So that's the Rashbo is bothered with that kasha. So the Rishonim work hard on that kasha. Why did the Rambam contradict himself in the Psak Halacha? What did he say that one? Shulman Agid
also has no.
Shulman Agid has tam. Shulman Agid is only awesome with the Rabbanon. Shulman Agid is awesome with the Rabbanon. Yeah, Minator Shulman Agid is muta. Only the gid itself. But Shuman Agid is Yesh Bavanais and Tam. Tosis has two opinions. If the Gid Anosha falls in, it does Nasir, but the Shuman Agid has Nasinas Tam. It tastes the Schmaltz. So do I say, since Shuman Agid is Exer de Rabbanon or to Gid, and Gid itself does Nasir bin Nasinas Tam, so Shuman Agid can't be Mochomer? Or do you say, no, Shuman Agid can Nasir. The Gid itself does Nasir, Shuman Agid does Nasir. So that's two opinions in Tosfos on the Mishnah in Chulin. Shulchan Aruch gives a psak beferish. I don't remember which way. Shulchan Aruch takes a stand on that. Forgot already which direction. Yeah.
How does it make sense that machlok is whether you should be given
the nosing tam? Machlok is what's the cutoff point? It has a very shvacha tam. So that's the machlok. Is that enough? They're not arguing about the facts. They're arguing where do you draw the line? How much flavor does it have that it should be dina kibosar? And when do you say reach the point that it's eitz bialma? Doesn't have enough flavor that it should be labeled as bosar. So it's not, if it's not meichel, it's not considered reilachila, we call it eitz bialma. And tam kiyika is only if the thing is food, if it's edible. If the thing is not food, it's not edible, so there's no din. Let's say someone worships this tape recorder, whatever. Someone worships this thing over here. So it's also bano. It's his. He bows down to him. He deifies it. Also bano. Then someone's cooking food, and they put this in the pot, and it gives an asinus tam. And the soup has a metallic flavor to it. The soup probably would have tasted better without the metallic flavor. So that does nasa because it's nice and tam lev gam. But even if it would enhance the flavor, because of the flavor of the metal, let's say it's wood. Let's say it's an abed zara of wood. And the cooking in the soup and enhances the flavor. So the din is it does nasa bin asinus tam. Only time you say tam ki ikir is if the thing is macholas azur, if the thing is a michael. But if it's not a michael bechlal, it's wood. It's also banor. Eating it is one form of anor. But the thing is not a michael at all. So if it's not a michael, so the whole din of tam ki ikir doesn't apply.
We don't say that. We we don't say that they can have the stadamai chol any good flavor. It's the yesh v'chaytim pas, isn't it?
No, yesh v'chaytim pas is a different, unrelated. It's a different topic.
Not talking about imparting flavor at all.
No, no, that's yotzim in hasa. That's Taisus explains that the yesh v'chaytim pas only applies when you bake bread and it gives a parim chadoshes. If you cook soup on top, you don't say yesh v'chaytim in the soup. Only with pas, because afia. So it's like a yetzim in hasa. This tzuras ha-michael is different from what I had before. So that's like yetzim in hasa. Consider as if it's yetzim in hasa. Different din. That's not because of the sinas tam. So there's a Tosis assumes that Beis Hillel's opinion that dam hanavela is metame berivius is because Beis Hillel, the Gemara never quotes a pasuk. And Taisus assumes that it's a din d'oraisa. The Rashash points out that the Ravid writes explicitly in his Pirush HaMishnayos and Eidius that the Beis Hillel's, when they quote all the machlekes and Beis Hillel Mishamai, the Beis Hillel's din is only midirabbanan, that dam hanavela is matami. But Taisus assumed that Dava Pasha, that dam hanavela is a din d'oraisa. So Taisus assumes, what's the market? There's no positive. Taisus says, it must be that dam is bechal basa. Then Taisus backs out because of this Gemara in Psochim in the second period. The Gemara assumes, the Gemara proves from Mishnah is that dam is muta b'hanoah. Dam is also b'achila, but it's muta b'hanoah. It says, kol dam lo sochelu. Fine. And it's muta b'hanoah. So how do you know it's muta b'hanoah? So the Gemara is fishing around for psukim. So Tosfos says, here you have a pasuk, kishut ha-nevela, hi v'chel b'ligidu v'doma hutra. The dam should be included in the b'sar ha-nevela. If it's dam is b'chlal basa, some of the Torah says that Nevela treif amut amanoa lakelav tashlichan osa timkirena lanochri mochel lanochri. So you see that the dam is also amut amanos. So he says the Gemara never said that. No one ever said that. Kshuchu nevela he the dam hutra. So beferish arrived in the Gemara that dam is not bechlal basa. So where did Basila get their opinion from? Taisus assumed that it's a din daraisa. So the Ravid says Basila's sheet is only midirabbanan. But Taisus assumed that it's a din daraisa. And Taisus said there must be a pasuk somewhere we don't know where. Okay, so you have to look in the Torah's Kohanim. There is a pasuk, Torah's Kohanim. But you can never tell. The Torah's Kohanim has a lot of drashas that are only asmachta. So Tosfos thinks that this one really needs a pasuk, because dam is not bechal bas. Yeah, so that's a pilpul that Tosfos had back and forth, whether dam is bechal bas. So Tosfos comes to the conclusion, dam is not bechal bas. We spoke about a halacha lemaisa. The Prima Gadim has a checklist that when hanhagas hachol v'hanishal, when a person comes with a shayla to the rabbi, so the rabbi should know which questions to ask. So he has to ask, is the treifah kli, is it ben yoma, is it ain't ben yoma? Is it ain't ben yoma? No, it's tam lagam, doesn't make any sense. Is there shishim? If there's shishim, so then probably the issa will be both of the shishim, unless it's a spice or unless it's salt, so sabida the timer, so it'll give the sinas tam even per shishim. And so on and so forth. He gives you a whole checklist what to check on. So then he says, what do you do if there's a suffix if you have shishim? So he quotes, it says in the Yoreh Day, it depends. If the Tarubis is Mimshein Aminoi, something that's straight fell into something that's kosher, but they have different flavors, so it's Mimshein Aminoi, so Mimshein Aminoi, we paskin like Taisus against Rashi. Rashi paskins Tam Kikar is Lav Deraisa. When you have some treif, let's say, you buy something in the store that does not have hechsher. So what's the concern? It may have a treif ingredient. The treif ingredient, ruba de ruba, is not going to be more than 50% of the whole meichel. You throw in a little chazer shmal. It's going to be less than 50%. It'll enhance the flavoring. It tastes better because of that. So that's tam keikar. So Rashi happens to hold tam keikar love their ice. Rashi understood it's a machlek as a baiva. Rava the din is like Rava, the tam keikar love their ice. It's not from the six cases, the al-kagam that we pass like a bai. So the din is like Rabbi the Tam Kikar Lav Deraisa. Rabbein and Tam and Taisus disagrees. That wasn't the Machlekes Abay the Rabbi. Everybody agrees that it's Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Tam Kikar is Deraisa the Rabbanon. Rabbein and Tam says there never was a Machlekes Abay the Rabbi. They both hold that Tam Kikar is Deraisa, and that's how we pass. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's the accepted opinion. So if you have Anisa fell into Heter, and you're not sure if you have Shishim or not. So we pass, and if it's Mimishena Minai, different flavors, so then the shishim is needed min haTorah. If you have a sofik deraisa l'chumer, sofik shishim is l'chumer. What if it's min b'mina, it fell in? A little treif meat fell into a big pot and everything is now cooked together. The tam goes in, but it's meat and meat. It's not meat into cookies or something. Meat and meat is min meminas. I mean, I tell you, you don't need shishma. All need for shishma by min meminas is only by the rabbanon exera or to eino minum. So since the need for shishim is only by the rabbanon, so on the Yoridei it says when you have a sofik shishim by min meminai, so it's only the rabbanon. So sofik shishim is feka the rabbanon lekula. So the prima godim gives you all the klolim. So he says, what if dam fell into a meichel, and you have a sofik if you have shishim. So the prima godim says, well, once it falls into the meichel and it's cooking, so dam shebishloi is a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes Amorai, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Why are we prohibited from eating dam? Because also nasat elachem on the mizbech lachaper. He's supposed to dam of karbanis. He's supposed to use the bizorik on the mizbech. So the Gemara says dam shebishla is not kosher lizrika, just like yayim mevushal is possible nasach agavi hamizbech, and the same thing. When you're supposed to burn the emurim on the mizbeach, let's say you want to cook them first and then burn them. So Gemara says you won't be yotze the mitzvah of haktoras emurim. If you cooked it first, then it's lacking a reach nichoyach. Reach nichoyach of burning the emurim on the mizbeach is if it's raw. But if you're shebishlon, so you don't accomplish anything by burning it on the mizbeach, so you may as well throw it somewhere else. Don't bother putting it on the mizbeach. Everything has to be in the original form. So if you have dam shebishloi and korbanos, that's not royal Israel al Gabi Mizbech. It has to be raw dam. So that's why there is a significant opinion. That's how Ashkenazim paskin like this, the Ramah paskin like this. The Sfarim go back and forth. They're not sure how the Mechaber paskins, but the dam shebishla is the Raisa of the Ramah. But the Ramah is clear cut. The Ramah paskins, dam shebishla is only the Rabban. So if dam falls into soup, and you're not sure if you have shishim, so that's a sofik derabbanon lekula, because the worst it's going to be is dam shebishla, so it's only derabbanon, even though it's mimishen amino. But it'll only be dam shebishla, will only be derabbanon. So then he says, but what if it's dam from a nevela? What if I have a dead animal that never had shechita? I take meat from the AT, I squeeze out the meat, and I have a whole cup full of dam. So maybe then, in addition to having the isa dam, maybe it has an isa nevela on it. So nevela shebishla doesn't take off the isa. Nevela sheb dam from a nevela, the bishul will take off the isa deraisa of dam. Dam shebishla be derabban. But if it's dam from a nevela, maybe it should have an isa nevela. So the Bimu Gadim says no. The Taisa says here in Sanhedrin, Davdala, and Amidalf, in the same Taisa, some Sochim, a few places in Shas. The dam of a nevela doesn't, the dam is not bechlal basa. So there's no isa nevela on the dam. However, the Bimu Gadim says if it would be dam from a trefa, then it would be an Issa deraisa mitam trefa. Why? Not because by trefa dam is bechlal basa. No, dam is not bechlal basa. But because there's a din of yotzim in ha'asar asa. Yotzim in ha'asar means if you have, there's a pasuk that says bas hayano. The Chumash lists off which birds are not kosher. Chumash doesn't list off which birds are kosher. It lists off which birds are not kosher. So the Gemara says, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara. Gemara says, the reason why it lists off the non-kosher birds is because the list is shorter. There's so many more kosher birds than that. There are thousands and thousands of birds. So any bird that's listed in a chumash is not kosher. Whatever is not listed in a chumash is automatically kosher. You have to know. You have to know a lot about birds to know whether the bird that you want to eat is kosher or not. So that's why Ashkenazim have a meaning. We only eat birds if we have a masorah. And Sfardim don't follow that tradition from Rashi. They don't hold like that. You don't need a masor, but you have simonim, the Mishnah and Chulin, the Braisa. That's a famous sugya of Nesher. Nesher is a question whether it's an eagle. In modern Hebrew, you say Nesher means an eagle. And the Rabbeinu Tam discusses, is it really an eagle? And there's a famous complicated Balamor over there. He quotes from his Rebbe. Pshat, there are different opinions. What are the simonim? What are the simonim for fish to determine whether it's kosher or not? The snap of a kaskes is easy enough. What are the simonim for behemoths and chayas? Is malager, mafis parsi, easy enough. What are the simonim for bird that's not nechumish? Chumish doesn't give simonim. The Mishnah is have atzad ha-shavish abahem. Then there are different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, in the long Balamor there. In Hebrew literature, they used to write about all the apikursim used to write Hebrew literature in Europe, so they all learned it in yeshivas in the early years. Some of them remember learning the sugi of Nesher. People today that have never heard of the sugi of Nesher. Whoever learns chulin, yeshiva, who learns chulin? But in Galicia, they used to learn in Galicia, they learned Chulin, and in Lithuania, they learned Noshim and Ezekiel. They never learned Sanhedrin either. They learned Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Vasa, Gitni, Kedushin, Kesubas, and Yavamas. That's all. Only those Mesichtas. But in Galicia, they would learn in Hungary, they would learn Chulin. So they would learn the Sugya of Neshin. So some of them write about it. They remember learning the Sugya of Neshin, the Balamor, and all the different opinions. Fine. So the Pasuk describes one of the non-kosher birds, Bas Hayano. What do you mean, Bas Hayano? Female ostrich. And what about a male ostrich? Is it mutter? No. Gemara says, Bas Hayano refers to Beitza Zoiftomi. The ostrich lays birth to an egg. So the egg is not, the egg is an egg. That's not a bird. So the Gemara learns that, establishes, in that Pasuk, Bas Hayano, Ayetze mena tome tome. Tome means non-kosher. It doesn't mean tome tumu vetara. That's a Mishnah Bchoris in the first pair. So let's say you have a pig and you milk the pig. So the milk is parva. The milk is not the pig. But since it was Godel B'Yis, it grew inside the pig, and the pig is the behemoth Tmeya. So it's also, let's say, caviar, eggs. Fish lay eggs. So if you have a non-kosher fish, lays eggs. Caviar from a kosher fish is kosher. Yotze minat tohar tome. But caviar from a non-kosher fish is tummy. Yetzman tummy is tummy. So the Primogodim quotes a Tosis where Tosis distinguishes between dam from a nevela and dam from a trefa. That nevela, as long as the animal is alive, is still producing dam. So you can't say that the dam was produced by nevela. The minute the animal drops dead and it's called a nevela, is the body functions are not working anymore. It's not producing any more dam. So if you have dam from a nevela, you can't say that that's a yotze mina tome tome. It was godel beheter. It wasn't godel beyisa. But if you have dam from a trefa, the trefa was a trefa for a couple of days, and the body keeps on developing more blood to replace the blood that gets thrown out from the body. So if you have an animal was a trade for a couple of days in a row, so all the blood will be yotze min hatomei, all the blod will have developed. So that's what the Prima Godim distinguishes, that dam from a trade for dam is never bechlal bosom. That's how it tells you, dam is never bechlal bosom. But maybe the dam should be considered a yotze min hatomei because it was developed by the animal. See, if the animal is a trade for, it was a tray for a couple of days before he took out the dam, so then the dam will be yotze min hatomei, like a beitza soiftomei, a chola behemah tmeya. But if it's dam from a nevela, that's what they said. Dam from a nevela doesn't have any said dam, because dam is not bechlal basa, and you can't say it's godel beyisa. Can't say it's yotze min asa.
You said the nevela would not be asa because of nevela. What about Avram Yerachai? The animal's still alive, so you wouldn't be able to eat the animal. So the blood is developed from an iser anyway.
Yeah, we assume there is a machlekes Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish in the end of Per Gid Anosh and Chulim, where the behemah b'chaya lo evor me'meres, the behemah b'chaya lav le'evor me'meres. You have an animal walking in the street, so you say, it's a whole bunch of Eivim Menachais together? Or you say, no, there's no Eivim Menachai until you detach it from the animal. You can say, it's Basa Menachai. Maybe you can say, it's an iser Basa Menachai. Yisum also not. Basa Menachai is only if you detach it from the animal. Kol's man that is still attached, there's no Basa Menachai. But that's why it's called Eva Minachai, Basa Menachai. Minachai means if it's detached. But as the animal is walking together, you don't say, Be'eme Bechaya, while it's alive, Lo Yivar Memenis. It's a whole bunch of Eva Menachai, it's walking, Eva Menachai and Basa Menachai. It's neither. The Gemara says, Be'eme Bechaya, Beches Kasisur Emenis. When you shecht an animal and there's a suffix whether he did a good job or not, so the Gemara says, we pass Kimitoris Vadai Luchumra, and if you eat the stuffing in the veil, you get Malkus. Why? Because Ishtalav Chazoke. While the animal was alive, it had a Cheskasisa. So Rashi says that the Cheskasisa is Eiv Menachai. While it was alive, it was Eiv Menachai. So Tosis asks Rashi, we don't pass him like Rish Lakish. We pass Behema Bechaya, Lav Lai Varma Menachai. So this leads Tosis to learn a different Mashad, Behema Bechaya, Becheskasisa, Oimedis means the Cheskasisa, Enes Vucha. You're not allowed to eat. The pasuk says, "V'zavachta v'yachalta." If you shecht, you're allowed to eat. If you don't shecht, you're not allowed to eat. So usually we say, if you don't shecht, you're not allowed to eat because it's a nevela. So it's not a nevela till it drops dead. So here, you're mesupik if you did a shechita. So now it's dead, but it's a suffix whether it became a nevela or not. So why should it be v'cheska sisar? So Rashi said, v'cheska sisar menachai. But if you say, v'chaya, lav le'evoy menes, so it's not an ev menachai, it's not a basa menachai. So that's what Tosfos invented, a new thing. There's an Iser Aseh. Whenever you eat Nevela meat that never had a Shechita, so it's an Iser Aseh, based on that pasuk. V'zavalta, v'zavachta, v'achalta. Ma'atshata zaveach ha'toech, ma'ashe i'ata zaveach, i'ata o'ichel. So that's what he meant. Heimeh b'chaya b'ches kisa, he meant is the Iser Aveina Zvuchem. For that, the animal had that ches kasisa while it was walking around, while it was alive. Other Rishonim deny that there is such a thing as an Iser Aseh of Eina Zvucha. There ain't no such thing. The pasuk says, "Avachta v'achalta." If you shecht it, it won't be an avela. And this Balat Taisa says, "No." The implication is, "Mashata zavech atoch, mashiyata zavech iatoch." That there's a new Iser Asay of Eina Zvucha.
According to Taisa, and especially the other Rishonim, why is it Marim Bacharis Yid a pasuk that milk is not yotzev inas? It's literally.
According to everybody, Behema Bechaya Beches Kasisa Emetis. A live animal has an Issa. So Rashi says, the Issa Eivim Anachai. Tosfos says, the Issa Reina Zvucha, but it has Beches Kasisa. There is some Issa or another. That's what I would have thought, that it's Yotzei Menasa. So maybe once the Pasuk that says that milk is Mutter, so the Rambam learns, that's what the Pasuk tells you, that the only time there's an Issa, Yotzei Menasa, if it has an Issa or Lav, if it only has an Issa Asay, that's how the Rambam understood the pasuk. While the animal is alive, it only has an Iser Aseh, then there's no Iser of Yotzei Min Ha'aser Asel. Magen Mishnah points out that's the Rambam Shita. But the Havamina would have been that it's Yotzei Min Ha'aser, even if it only has an Iser Aseh. So Kamashman and the Psukim, that milk in general is Mutter, because there's no Iser Yotzei Min Ha'aser if the original Iser only has an Iser Aseh. Correct. This in general an issue. We have this Beis Hillel in the Gemara. Beis Hillel say that Dam Nevela is Metame. So Tosfos assumed the Dava Pasha, that it's a Din Deraisa. They didn't know what the Pasuk is. They thought it's a Svara. Then at the end they proved the Svara is not correct because Dam is not Bechla Basa, so they think there must be a Pasuk somewhere. But Tosfos assumes the Dava Pasha, that it's an Issa Deraisa. And the Rashash quotes the Raivin in his Pirish HaMishnayis Adius, who says explicitly that Dam Nevela is only Midrabban. This is an interesting issue. When you learn Mishnah Brura, in the mornings we learn Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, on every page, quotes the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim always asks the first question. Every line in Shulchan Aruch, gets nauseating. Is this a Din D'Oraisa, a Din D'Rabbanan? Every single line. Every doesn't have a Beferish Pasuk, he knocks everything down to be a Din D'Rabbanan. And when we learned in Yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik, you always thought that everything is Anisa deraisa, unless you have a beferish right, that it's only the Rabban. So a lot of times Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shir assuming that something is deraisa. The Chazanish says, yeah, it's only the Rabban. Chazanish knocks it down, it's only the Rabban. But Tosfos' attitude is like that. Tosfos assumes that Beis Hillel said Dam Nevela is Metame. Tosfos assumes that it's a Din deraisa. And the Ravid says, no, there's no Pasuk, there's no Mokas, it's only the Rabban. It's a question, how can you tell? You have a Gemara, has a Din. So Rav Soloveitchik's attitude was like Tosfos. Everything in the Gemara is a Din D'Oraisa, unless you have Ha'echoche, that it's only a Gzeira D'Rabban. And others work with the attitude Faker, that everything is Becheskas. If you don't have a Beferish Pasuk, so you assume that, well, everything is only D'Rabban. Yeah, Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, Beis Hillel's opinion that Dam HaNevela is Metame, Tosfos think that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So Dam HaNevela is Metame is only if you have a Revius of Dam. Why a Revius of Dam? How much Basar HaNevela, how much Basar Nevela do you have to touch? Nevela is an Avatuma. Ameis Odom is Avi Avais Atuma. So if you touch Nivlas Odom, Ameis Odom, you become an Avatuma. When Avatuma is transmitted, it goes down a Madrega. So if you come in contact with Ameis Odom, he's Avi Avos HaTumah, so you're a Mekabel Tumah, you become an Av HaTumah. If you come in contact with the Nevela, so the Nevela is an Av HaTumah, you become a Rishon LeTumah. Fine, you become a Rishon LeTumah. So how much Basar of a Nevela do you have to touch? How much Basar Nevela? Kazayis. And how much Dam in HaNevela? So the Gemara says reveals. How did they establish? How did Beis Hillel establish? The Shammai hold that it's not Metameh at all. Dam HaNevela is not Metameh at all. Beis Hillel say that the Shear is Revius Dam. Why Revius? So the Gemara says, because Revius Dam, if you let it sit and it'll congeal, so the liquid will evaporate and it'll turn it to solid. So Revius Dam Yochel likrush v'lamar al kazayis. If it will congeal, it will turn into a gazayis. So on a conversion table, Rvi is dam equals a kazayis. So basically, it has a gazayis. So Tosis says, if you have half a revius of dam and anavela, half a kazayis of besar anavela, could be mitzvah from yachad. The Tosis says not, because it's not shiurim shovi. It's only mitzvah from yachad. That's the klal from the Mishnah in Me'ilo. That's the misprint in Tosis. It says vochem yudzayin. It's supposed to say Me'ilo yudzayin. So the Mishnah says you have to have shirem shovim and shmaseim shovim. So shem echod, it's nevela, tumas nevelas. And the dinim are the same. Nevelas metami b'maga b'masa, metami b'ohel. Odom meis is metami b'ohel. Nevelas b'im is metami b'maga b'masa. So it's the same din, but to shirem are not shovim. Because by the dam of the nevela you have to have a revius, and by the basar of the nevela, if you have a kazayis, is enough. A revius is a beitzo machzo. The volume of an egg and a half is a revius. And a kazayis is less than a kebeitza. In Shulchan Aruch they quote two opinions where the kazayis is chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. But it's less than a kebeitza. The revius is much more. So Tosfos says it's not shirem shovim, so it's not mitztarfim. They say, where would it be shirem shovim? And it would be mitztarfim for tume, that's by sheretz. The Shmona Shvatzim Hamurim Batorah, the Chumash, that's the name of one of the 24 prokim in Masech Shabbos, Perek Shmona Shvatzim. So Shmona Shvatzim is the Tush and the Chumash. There are eight rodents that are given special status. When they're dead, when they're alive, they're tohar. But when they're dead, b'maysam, so they're metame b'maga. Nivelas behema metame b'maga b'masa, and the odem is metame b'maga b'masa b'ohel. May say akum is machlekes, whether he's metame b'ohel or not, but certainly metame b'maga b'masa. He's metame to mashiva. You need hazar shlishi shvi from the paraduma. No one says that a meisakim is the same as nivlas behema. That if you touch it, you only go to mikveh the same day. You tore it to maserev. It's not a to maserev. You need hazar. You tore it for 7 days. You need hazar shlishi shvi. The only machlekes is with a meisayakim whether they're metame ba'ohel also or just be maga b'masa. But the maga masa is the same as to masorim, not the same as nivlas behema. Who has a different girsa? There is an opinion that Mishlam Mela quotes, the Urayim has an opinion that if Mesei Akam are not Metame, but Ohel, even though they are Metame, but Magam and Masa, but the Kohen is not Muzer on it. The Kohen is only Muzer on such a Tumah Miname. The Kohen is allowed to touch a dead mouse, he's allowed to touch other Tumas, just not allowed to come in contact. Al Nafshis Meis Loyova, Meis Odom. So the Reim is of the opinion that it's only such a Meis Adam that's Metame, all three, Maga Masa Ba'ohel. If it's Meis Yachm, not Metame Ba'ohel, so there's no Issa to be Metame Maga Masa either. Right. Mishlam Melech quotes that. During the lifetime of the Mishlam Melech lived in, I think, in the early 1700s. So Mishlam Melech, during his lifetime, that's when they started, they discovered the mummies in Egypt, and they were shipping the mummies all over the world, and the Jews were in the business. The Jews always go to make money. So the Jews were doing it, and the Kohanim were doing it. So the Shaila was, well, they may say Akam Arasav Hanon, they're making money on the mummies. The mummies are may say Akam from Kodap and Torah. So that's the Shaila, where they may say Akam Amutab Hanon, Osav Hanon, and then the Shaila, where the Kohanim are prohibited to come in contact with the mummies or not. So he has a long essay in the Mishlam Melech. He has long essays about that. On both topics, whether may say Akam Etami Ba'ohel, and whether may say Akam Arasav Hanon. Yeah. So Taisa says the only time, Taisa quotes a Yerushalmi, that's how they understand Yerushalmi, the only time the dam and the basar mitzvah from Yachad for Tumah purposes would be by a Sheretz, because the Shmoyna Shots Mahamura Matorah, they are Tomei, and they're Metamei Bika Hadasha. You don't need a Kazayis. Kadasha, the sign of a size of a little Bebel, the size of a Din. So the Shmona Shvatzim, the Besar HaSheretz, Metami Kadasha, and the Dam and HaSheretz also Metami Kadasha. So it's Mamashi Reim Shavim, which Masem Shavim, everything exactly the same. But by Nivlas Behema, Taisus assumed that Bisulas Din is a Din Deraisa, Nivlas Behema, the Dam of the Nebela is also Metame, but for the Dam you need a Revius, because Yochel Likrush, Velaman Al Kazayas, since the Shiurim are not the same, even though the Tumah is exactly the same, it's Metame. The Magum B'Masa, but since the Shurim are not the same, so they're not mitzvah from Yachad. That's what Tosis understood from the Yerushalmi. There's a Kavanoira. No, we don't have Kavanoira on this part of Sanhedrin. He has very little. Kavanoira has on Me'ila. So on that daf, in Masechus Me'ila, Kavanoira was the brother of the Mishkan as Yankov. And they used to learn together, and after the Mishkan as Yankov passed away, he took over the Rabbonis. He was known as Rabbi Yankov Karlina. He was the rabbi in Karlin. There were Karlina Hasidim there, so he learned the Maloshin, so he always attacks the Hasidim, explains that everything they do is wrong. Yeah, so the Kavanoira has a piece on this topic of Maseches Me'ila, and he quotes from the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. Interesting, quotes from the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. Kavanoira was later. Kavanoira was a Mishkan Asiyan. We learned in Balojin. Balojin Yeshiva was founded in 1801, 1802. So he was the early middle 1800s. And Mishkan Asiyan with the Kavanoira were the same. They were brothers. So he quotes the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim is by the businessman. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. His Tshuvas are more famous than the Sefer of the Rabbi. He lived in the city Brod. And the Rabbi in Brod. Brod is a big city in Galicia. The Rabbi in Brod at that time is the author of the Sefer Lev Aryeh and Chulin, which used to be a classic. Everybody used to quote the Lev Aryeh. Now, nobody heard of the Lev Aryeh. But the Beis Ephraim, everybody heard of. Beis Ephraim wrote and Mate Ephraim and Hilchus Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah quotes every page. He quotes Mate Ephraim. He wrote the Shari Ephraim and Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah. And Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him on every page. And he wrote the Beis Ephraim. Shalosh Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. He wrote many svarim, many more svarim also. So in the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, he disagrees with the Tosfos. He thinks that they're not right. He thinks that since the Gemara said the Revius Dam in Anavela is needed to be metam because the Revius is Yochel Likrish v'lam al Kazayis, so it's the same Shir Eim Shovim. That is considered the same Shir. If you're dealing with Besar Nevela, solid Besar Nevela, the Shir is Kazayis. If you're dealing with Dama in Anavela, in order to get a Kazayis, you have to have a Revius of a liquid, and that will convert, that theoretically could convert to become Yochel Likrish v'lam al Kazayis. So he says that is the same Shir. Even though the Maisa it's a different Shir, but in principle it's the same Shir. So he thinks that it is mitzvah from Yachad. Then he quotes a Magen Avraham. The Kavanoira quotes a Magen Avraham, says, if you're eating food, so you say, bar nefesh is after you finish eating, if it's not from the Chamesh, it's minyan dogan, and so on. So whatever you eat, you say, bar nefesh is at the end. What if you only had a half a kashir, you had a half a kazayas of food, a half a revias of a drink? So there's a question what the Shir is by drinking. One opinion is Kazai, one opinion is Mulai Lugmav, and one opinion is Revius. So the Maisa, we say you only say Bar Nefesh, you only say Brachar Chana if he drank a Revius, you only say Brachar Chana on eating food if you had a Kazais. So what if you had exactly half a Kazais of food and half a Revius of a beverage? If you had a half a Kazais, there's hardly anything to eat. There's half a Kazais of bread and a half a Kazais of gefilte fish. So the Magen Avraham says it's mitzvah from Yachad to say bar nefashis. That's a chiddush, because one would have thought bar nefashis doesn't apply at all to bread. So he writes a chiddush, bar nefashis fits in by bread. So if you had a half a gezayis of bread and a half a gezayis of fish, then you say bar nefashis at the end. What if you had a half a gezayis of fish and half a revius of water, of coffee? So then the Magen Avraham says not mitzvah from Yachad because of Taisus. Because the Mishnah says in Me'ila you have to have shireim shavim. And Tosfos says the Kazais of the Revius are not Shirem Shavim. So the Kavanoira quotes the Beis Ephraim, who says he thinks that the Amit Starfim, a Revius with a Kazais, there's a conversion table, a Revius Yochalikosh Velaman al Kazais. So he thinks that that should be the same Shir. Maybe that's called it is Shirem Shavim, not like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is based on the Tosfos, that if the two things have a different Shir, even though that's based on the conversion table, a revius of dam converts to become a kazayis of bosar, kazayis of a solid, then maybe it should be the same shear. So Tais thinks not so. That's another problem. That's only dam. Other beverages, if they're going to, how are they going to congeal? They're going to make them into ice, so it's going to expand, it's going to get bigger. And that's damashayla. This conversion that a revius of a liquid converts to become a kazayis. This is questionable. The Beis Yosef in Yerideya quotes an opinion. It's a little a humorous opinion, but don't pass like this. If let's say a little piece of trefa meat falls into a pot of soup. And you have shishim in the soup against the meat. So it's batel b'shishim, and we assume it doesn't give them the sinas tam. So the Beis Yosef quotes an opinion from one of the Rishonim that we don't accept, that since liquid is yochel likush v'laman akazayis, so the conversion table is three times as much. That's on the assumption. A revius is a beitza or machza, neg and a half. So the question, how much is a kazayis vis-a-vis a beitza? So that's the machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether there are two zesim in a beitza or three zesim in a beitza. So this Rishon is assuming that there are two kizesim in a beitza. So revius has three kizesim in it. So if a trefa solid falls into a liquid of kosher soup, it's not enough if you have 60 times as much. You have to have 180 times as much, because according to the conversion table, you need 3 units of a liquid to be equivalent to 1 unit of a solid. So the Beis Yosef says, we don't pass like that. Who's interested in knowing what size it's going to be, when it's going to be licorice? But right now, you have shishim. I don't know, so somehow they assume that this conversion table applies even to other liquids also, not only to dam, it applies to soup as well, that if you want the soup to want to convert the soup to make it into a solid, so you're going to have, it's going to shrink to one-third the size. Yochel likrish v'lamad al kazayis. The revius will turn into a kazayis, one-third its original size. Yeah, so that's a shaila. The Keren Oris thinks that Tesis is wrong, and he thinks that the Tshuva Nebeis Ephraim is more correct, that a revius and a kazayis are basically fundamentally the same shear. Because the Gemara said in Shabbos, the revius is yochel likrish v'lamad al kazayis. In Hilchas Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the dinim of Kiddush, so the Gemara says, if you recite Kiddush and you didn't take a sip of the wine, then it's not called a bracha lakos. He say Kiddush and Nishman Esrei when you daven Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, but you say Kiddush in the Tefillah and you have to say Kiddush al lakos also. There's a machlokes in Tosfos where the Kiddush al hayayin is the Raisa the Rabbanu. We assume that it's only the Rabbanu, like the Rambam's opinion. The Kiddush al hayayin is only the Rabbanu. So you were Yotze Kiddush the Raisa when you said the Tefillah, but you have to repeat Kiddush a second time, Tefillah al Kiddush al Yain, Kiddush al Kos. So the Gemara says, Hamavarach Tzorach Shiyitam, if you don't take a sip of the wine, if somebody doesn't take a sip of the wine, then it's considered as if he didn't say the Broch al Kos. So how much do you have to drink? So the Gemara says, Tzorach Shiyitam, how much is called Tehima? Gemara says, Maloy Lugmav. So a lot of times, a person doesn't drink Maloy Lugmav. He sips a little bit, his wife has a little sip, and each one of the 20 children have a little sip, so altogether the whole cup of wine disappeared. But no one person had a maloy lugmav. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Can you be mitzaref? The whole cup is gone. So obviously they drank. Maloy lugmav is a roi revius. Revius is a beitza machza. So the cup has a revius. So he drank the whole revius, but no one person drank maloy lugmav. Ben kulam. All the 20 children, the father and the mother, 22 people, they drank up all the wine. Nobody had one maloy lugma. So it's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Some are of the opinion that you give a mitzarif a little bit from one person, a little bit from another person. So that's a kasha. I remember a Bar Lichtenstein asked that kasha, but it's not shireim shavim. Each person's maloy lugma depends on the size of his mouth. So it's never going to be two people's mouths are never going to be the same size. Rav Soloveitchik again says, like the Beis Ephraim, but in principle it's the same shir, maloy lugmov, just that the way lemaisa, where you calculate it, is going to be different. Each person is going to have a different size of a mouth, but in principle it's the same. So that's like the Keren Oira, who liked that idea from the Beis Ephraim's shuvas, that the shirem shovim depends on in principle, it doesn't have the same shir. It doesn't depend bepoil mamish on the actual calculation of the shir. So that's Nagir Lalochem, whether it's called Shirem Shavim or not.
I'm ready for that line about three things you can be Moitzi people. How are you allowed to be Moitzi by a God?
The Gemara says by Pas and Yayin, these are the two that need Haseba. So Pizban is that nobody eats but Haseba. So Taisa says Yeshiva Didan can save the two. If everybody's sitting around the table. So if we're having a drinking party on the weekdays, so if everybody's sitting around the table, one person says Bar Piagov, and so the whole Chabura offered one Bar Piagov. But if they're sitting, each one is separate, each one is eating on his own in a restaurant, one guy screams out, whoever wants to be Yotze, pay attention. He says, Bar Piagop, and they have nothing to do with each other. They're not eating together, Be'aseba. It's not one Chabura, then he can't be Yotze the others. So that's the Gemara. By passing Ayin, you need Haseba. If there's no Haseba, you can't be Yotze. By other foods, the Gemara has two versions. And it's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva, which version we should accept. So one opinion is, by other foods, there's no institution of eating the Haseba. So you can never be Moitzi anybody else. You're having coffee, you're having schnapps. One person is going to say Shahakal, or having potato chips. One person is going to say Yoadoma, and everybody else is going to be Yotze. So you can't be Moitzi someone else, period. And then the other opinion is, no, that by all the other foods, there's no Haseba, but it's not such an important bracha to begin with. Not like Bar Piagofen these are very important brachas. The other brachas are not that important, so then the whole issue is non-issue. You can be moitzi anybody else even without, you don't need any haseba. So that's machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid, which Loshen and the Gemara to accept. And the two opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch by all other foods other than pasa yain. When you're saying Kiddush though, so the Gemara says, if you don't know how to say Kiddush, I can say the whole Kiddush to be moitzi you, even though I'm not drinking any wine at all. So if you say Yotza Maitzi, you can't say because we're all drinking wine the Haseba, so therefore it's one Bar Piagofen for the whole group. I'm not drinking the wine at all. I'm saying the Kiddush only for you. I already finished benching and you didn't begin eating yet. So I say the whole Kiddush is Bar Piagofen. So the Gemara says Yotza Maitzi even applies to the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush. So by Kiddush you don't have to be sitting to be Maitzi the other person with the Bar Piagofen. The sitting only accomplishes that the whole Chabura together is called one big chabur, and the chabur needs one bar piagofen. But here you don't even eat. I don't have to be eating. So it does make a difference if I'm sitting or standing. So that's a bar piagofen of Kiddush. You can be moitzi the others even if everyone is standing. But if in the middle of the week, if you want to be moitzi someone else with the bar piagofen, it's only if they're all eating together around the same table.
Right.
Yes.
What if the person in Kiddush doesn't drink rochus, but then like a woman or a kid drinks the rest of the coffee?
As long as a Jewish person drinks it, the Gemara says that it's good. Even a child before bar mitzvah is good, yeah. That's what they used to do years ago at weddings. Under the chuppah, the chassan kallah just took a tiny sip. They didn't want to drink a maloy b'chuppah, so he used to give it to a child who was going to go to sleep anyway. He wasn't going to stay up for the whole dinner. And now they don't have a child, and now the chassan kallah only take a sip, so now it's a major question. So what did you say, brach halakos? It doesn't have the significance of a bracha lakos unless you a toast. You have to drink a maloy lugmav, otherwise it's not called a bracha lakos. So the whole bracha of the birchas eris and alakos in the days of the Gemara, that didn't exist. That was instituted by the goyim. So you're not yotze the minhag ha-goyim, okay. But the birchas nisuin also, it's not really ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. It doesn't say in our Girsan Morning Subis, it doesn't say that the Birchas Nisu and the Sheva Birchas have to be Alakos. The Rishonim, I'll just have it in the Gemara. It's, you can say it without a kos also. But you may as well, why shouldn't you have a Maloy Lugmap to be? I'd say there should be a Brach Alakos. Okay, and Amid Beis, Dalad Amid Beis, Gemara is working again with the Yeshem La Mikri, Yeshem La Masoris, and if you hold this way, what do you do with this din? How do you learn out that din? And so on. The Gemara, in the middle of the discussion, the Gemara points out that there's a difference between Chatos HaPnimiyos and other Karbonis. All other Karbonis are Dizrikas Adam. Dizrikas Adam is Likuva. The Dalad Avaydis Adam HaLikuva. Shchita Kabbalah HaLocha Zrika, but the Dalad Avaydis Adam. Haktoris Emorim is not Miyakid. And the smicha is not miyakim. The smicha and the karbon is not miyakim. But the dalar avodas adam, namely shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, that is miyakev. So usually the zrikas adam is on the mizbeach hachitzon, which we call the mizbeach ha'oilom. And sometimes you have unusual chatos apnimis where the zrikas adam is inside. Parah and davar shel tzibur, and soyer avodas zara. Okay, parah koyim mashiach. So the Gemara says it's all based on psukim. When you have Chatos HaPnimiyos, where you zerk the dam in the Heichol, sometimes even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that, the Halacha says, the Mishnah says in Zohar Mekoyim, Matan Achas Mehem Yakevis, each and every Zrika is Makev. But all the Karbonis, where the Zrika Sadam, all the Karbonis Chitzenius, where the Zrika Sadam is on the Mizbach HaOilo, the Mizbach HaKtoris, you're not supposed to be Makriv anything other than Ktoris on it. Except for these rare cases when you do the Zrika Sadam on Yom Kippur and Paralam Dovah Shel Tzibur, if it ever happened in the history of the world. We have no record whether it ever happened. And the Chatos HaPnimis, it does Rikas Adam and the Mizbech HaKtoris. So, and the Chatos HaPnimis, the Gemara says, it is learned out from Pesukim, Matanachas Me'akeves, each Zrika is Me'akev. There's even a Machlekes HaTanayim in Perkes El Mekoimon, whether the Shvicha Shiraim is Me'akev or not. We pask in Shvicha Shiraim, is not Me'akev. Only the Zrikas on the Mizbech. And by Chatos HaChitzonios, only we paskin like this. Only one zrika is me'akev. Even though the chatri is supposed to do a zrika on the four corners of mizbeach, chatos is the only one that has four zrikas. So all the other kabbalas they have either two, shtei matana shein arba, or one zrika. One tana and yuma holds that the one of the tmidim I forgot, talmud shashach, one of them only has three zrikas, on three corners, not on the fourth corner. I forgot the tana, but we don't pass like that. We paskin is either four zrikas or two zrikas or one zrika. There's no korban that has three zrikas and three corners on the mizbech. So the Gemara anyway points out, the Gemara is talking about chumis and kulis, what can you learn out from where? So the Gemara says on the chatos apnimiyos, there each zrika is miyakev. Okay, the bottom of the daf, the Gemara is talking about lo sevash al gadi b'chalev imoy. The last few lines on the omid, dalal on the base, lo sevash al gadi b'chalev imoy. So if you read it according to the Kree, Bachalev Imo, in the Cholov of the mother, Bachalev Imo. But the Ksiv, you could read the Ksiv, Bechelev Imo. Yeah, what if you cook, that's not Basav Cholov. That's not an Issa. You can't eat it because Chelev is also Bachilov. You won't be able to eat it if you cook the meat Bechelev, so you can't eat the Chelev. But it's not an Issa, on Basav Cholov, there's an Issa Bishul, there's an Issa Achila, there's an Issa Anoa. The basa b'chalav is only if you cook the meat in milk. If you cook the meat in chalav, that's an isa chalav. But it's not going to be an isa cooking. The isa, only time there's an isa cooking is cooking basa b'chalav. So the Gemara says, you cannot interpret the pasuk l'savashuk di b'chalav imoy that it means b'chalav imoy. Maybe you should say yeshem l'masores. You ignore the mikra. The mikra is b'chalev imo, b'cholov shel imo. Maybe I should ignore the mikra, the kri, and follow yeshem lamasoris, the way it's written, and I should have the right to read it, b'chalev imo. So Gemara says no. If so, if it means you're not allowed to fry meat in chalev, then it would be tigun. Then you wouldn't use the verb loisavashel. Savashel only applies when you're cooking the meat in liquid. But if you're frying the meat in chalev, that's called tigun. That wouldn't be, it can't be included in the pshat and the pasuk. So we know the pshat and pasuk is about cooking meat and milk. Well, what if you're going to fry milk with butter? You're going to do, what if you're going to fry meat? You're going to fry meat with butter, there's going to be tigun. It's not going to be bishul. Will that be? It certainly is basabu chalev, the rabbanon. You're not allowed to eat meat and milk together at the same time. So that's basabu chalev, the rabbanon. But would that be basabu chalev, the rice? So that's a machlokes in Yeridaya, based on this Gemara. So some say, you see from the Gemara, that Tigun is not called Derech Bishul. Whenever it's not Derech Bishul, so there's no Basel B'chol of Derais. And others say, nah, that's not what it means. The Gemara meant to say, if that's how you read the Pasuk, you're going to ignore the Kri, and you're going to follow the Ksiv. You're going to say, Lo Sebashel, Lo Sebashel G'di, the chelav imoy, so how can the chumash, if the pasuk is talking about chelav and meat, so it should use a different verb, it shouldn't use bishul. But once the chumash uses bishul, so you know it's talking about basa b'chala, meat and milk. So even if you do the meat and the milk together by frying, it's also included. Why should you say tikkun is not included in bishul? If it says bishul, then it can't refer to chelav, because chelav is tikkun. But once it refers to basa b'chala, so you refer to basa b'chala, even derech tikkun also. That's the pashtus. The derech tigun would be a basa b'chol of derais, and some achrayim say no. The derech tigun is not included. It's not derech bishul or satorah. So that will only be basa b'chol of derabban. Basa b'chol of derabban and says in Yeridaya based on Mishnayos and Kol Abasa. It's only also b'achila and it's muta b'bishul u'b'hanor. Let's say Rav Salvechik said some Jewish person was drafted in the army, and his job, they're mechabin him with the job. He has to cook in the kitchen. He had to fry chicken with butter. So you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav even for goyim to eat. It's not because of lifnei. You're not allowed to cook even for goyim. Bishul basa b'chalav. Rav Salvechik told him, but we pasken chicken is only the rabbanon. It's machlekes hatanoim. And since chicken is only drabbana, so it's only osa bachilas, muta bebishal and muta bahano. So he's allowed to cook it. Allowed to cook it. When it's real basa b'chalav deraisa, meat and milk, that you're not allowed to cook even on behalf of non-Jews eating it, even though there's no iser, no issue of lifnei evil asite mirshul. So an iser bishal basa b'chalav. I don't remember. I think not. My recollection is the Shulchan Aruch says that the Mishnah says whatever it's only the Rabbanan, then it's muta b'bishul. The Rambam says like that. Muta b'bishul and muta b'hano. I don't know. Got to take a look. I don't know.
Everything stated in Rashi when he's saying about it being derisive, being the Rashi just really thinks that's actually the Gemara.
What do you mean in Rashi?
Within Rashi, they have the team. Rashi seems everything's Rashi doesn't.
Yeah, I think so. Pasha pshat is if that's what the pasuk is talking about, basa bechelev, then it shouldn't have used the verb bishul. It should have used a different verb like tikun. So the pasuk is talking about basa and cholov. But once it's talking about basa and cholov, so the mele tikun is also included. True, the pshuto shalmika doesn't go on that, but it's another tikun. It's another form of bishul. If you have heat. Yad Saladis, right? So that's called Bishul. When you cook something and it becomes Ra'el Arena, that's Bishul.
If you say not like that in Rashi, what about a fia? Right, let's say I have, it's not butter, let's say I have meat and cheese.
Yeah.
And I put them together on a pot, on a pan.
If you work on the assumption that Tiglin is not, so what would it then be bad for you? I don't know. The Pashto says that Tiglin is Basim Cholim, that right? The Pashto says, the Pashto says that it is. The Gemara just meant it. That's what the original Pasuk is talking, Bechela Vimoi, so it shouldn't have used the verb of Loisa Vashon. Should have said Tigun. Okay, finished. That was a side. This whole Dabdalid was a side topic about Yeshem. Refresh, cheerful. Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masor. He's got to know about Kriyin Ksivs. Okay. So now we're going back to Sanhedrin. The last line on Dalet Amud Beis going over to Hey Amud Aleph. That what dinim amudis b'shloisha unless you have a mumcha l'rabim dan afir yichidus. So here there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the Braisa goes with the opinion that chad nami kosher by her dos v'halvos. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos disagrees and they think no. Even if you hold that shnayim shadano ain't dinim din mikra din deraisa nid shloisha smuchim. Because the parasha is Kosev Khan, but that's what the Brisa is telling us, that Mumcha the Rabban is a Takana the Rabbanon. The guy's an expert. He's been in Dayonis for many years, and he knows right away how to paskin. So then they made a Takana the Rabbanon, that a Mumcha the Rabban is good for Haidos Valvos. That's how Tosis learns. Yeah, it's interesting. In Shulchan Aruch there is a discussion, what's the din of Mumcha the Rabban? Dan Afil Yechidi, he has a din of Bezdin? Or no, that he can give a Hayroah. So the way Taisa says, the way Rashi says, the Braisa goes with the opinion of Chadnami Kosher. Chadnami Kosher, Alpi Pashtus, means that you don't need a Bezin. But according to Taisa, the Braisa could even be going with the opinion of Medaraisa, Shnaim Shodano, and Din Aimdin, that you do need a Bezin, the Ikuva. But they made a Takana, that a Mumcha L'Ram, Danafi L'Chidi, he has the Din of a Bezin. There are more paskins like that. That this takana mumcha l'ram dan afi lechidin, the mumcha l'ram has the status of a bezin, because there are more rights. That even though the Tosis wrote on the earlier daf, Tosis said even if you hold midiraisa chad nami kosher, but chad wouldn't be kosher by gerus and chad wouldn't be acceptable by kiyum hashtar, because kiyum hashtar and gerus need a ma'isa bezin. So you would have to have three, because a chad nami is not a bezin. It's just they can do hayroah, if you know zalach, they can give hayroah like an isa v'het. Yeah, but it's, according to Rashi, you can say like that. The brayser goes mumcha l'rabim dan afi lechidi. The brayser goes with the shita that chad nami kosher, so the mumcha l'rabim is not considered the best. But according to Tosis, the brayser can even go if you hold minat tori in each shloshes smuchim, but the rabbanon they made a takana that a mumcha l'rabim is good. So what they said is a mumcha l'rabim has the status of a bezdin mid the rabbanon. So then l'chari has a din of a bezdin. That's the Rama says like that. That the Rama has in sim menvav I think in chayish mish, but it's about kiyum hashtar. The kiyum hashtar has to be done. It's a ma'isa bezdin. And then Tosfos said wrote before even if you hold chadami kosher. But for the purposes of Kiyum Hashtar, certainly we need a bezin of three. And nonetheless, the Rama says that if you have a Mumcha L'Rabim, he can do, the minig is that he does Kiyum Hashtar all by himself, because the Mumcha L'Rabim has a status like a bet. That's a takana m'derabbanan. That's according to the Tosfos. That the Braisa goes even if you hold Shnayim Shadano Endi name Din Minator because he needed Bezin of three. But they made a takana that a Mumcha L'Rabim has a status of a Bezin. So then it should be good. He should be able to do Kiyum Ashtar all by himself. Ramo says that was the minik, that the local rabbi in the community used to do kiyum shtaros all by himself on the assumption that he has the status of a mumcha l'rabim. The rabbi in the community has the status of a mumcha l'rabim, and then a mumcha l'rabim can even do geiris on his own and even do the kiyum ashtar on his own. Ma'isa bezin, yeah.
Why would geir be included? Kiyum ashtar is the
rabbanan. Yeah.
Geir
I made a mistake. Geiris would not be included, right. Those were the two opinions that we had from the Tosfos in Yevamos. If one holds Mederaisa Chad Nami Kosher, does that mean Chad is a Bezin? So Minatora Chad can do Geiris? No, Chad Nami Kosher means you don't need a Bezin. That's the more popular opinion in Tosfos. That Minatora Chad Nami Kosher means he's not considered a Bezin, but that you don't need a Bezin for Hadar Sofot. Yeah, but Geiris for sure needs a Bezin. So true, even if you're all like Tosfos, that a Mumcha L'Rabim has a status like a Bezin, that's based on Hefke Bezin Hefke. It wouldn't apply to Geiris, that is correct. Yeah.
Why do we have to say that Tosfos says that it's Tikkun Zvah Bezin? He's just saying that Chad can give Sak, can give Hora in the case of Chavos, in Hodos and Havos.
Could be.
What's driving us to say that?
Nothing driving us, but it lends itself better. According to Rashi, the Brice only goes... Mumcha L'Rabim is only good if you hold Chad Nami Kosher. Chad Nami Kosher, the Pashtus is like that opinion before, that it's not a Bezin. But according to Tosfos, this Mumcha L'Rabim is good even if you hold Minat Torah, you do need Shloisha. So Minat Torah, you need a Bezin. So Chad Nami Kosher is not a Bezin. So the Pashtus, according to Tosfos, the Rabbanan, they said that the Mumcha L'Rabim has the status like a Bezin. You could argue and say no, that they said you don't need a Bezin. I was a Savatas, no. But the Ramah writes like that. The Ramah says that the Minig, when he lived in the 1500s, Minig was that the local rabbi in the community would do Kiyum Ashtar Rol on his own, because we treat him like a Bezin, because since they accepted him as the rabbi, they treat him as a Mumcha the rabbi.
Wouldn't it be a riot that the Ramah not only Tosfos holds that he can't do Kiyum Ashtaros in one?
Tosfos says you can't do Kiyum Ashtaros in one if the din would have been Chad Nami Kosher. Tosfos doesn't say what's the din if you hold Minator, you need three behoidos vavos, but midrabanan the Mumcha L'Rabim can substitute for all three. So the Pashta says if you make a din, you need three Minator, you need a Bezin, and midrabanan the Mumcha L'Rabim can substitute for the three. So the Pashta says that it means that the Mumcha L'Rabim is dinik a Bezin midrabanan, so they'd be able to do Kiyum Shtaros also midrabanan. So that's what the Ramah says. The Bizman said the local rabbi can do Kiyum Shtaros Midrabbanan, because he the Balabatim accept him as the Mumcha L'Rabim. Yeah, you can argue though. It's not Muchach. Yeah. Telling more talks about not over Shus Mebei Reish Barusa. We explained the Ramban's opinion in the Torah Sa'odam. That not over Shus Mebei Reish Barusa is a special Hefke Bezin Hefke. If the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael gives Rishus, is based on Hefke Bezin Hefke. If the Reish Galusa and Bovel gives Rishus that Tola Yishamu, then it's based on Dina the Machus Adina. So Gemara says a contrast. Someone has Rishus from the Reish Galusa and he does a Din Torah in Eretz Yisrael, so Mehocho Lehosam Tilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa will help even Eretz Yisrael. But if someone has Tilas Rishus in Eretz Yisrael from the Nasi, and then he goes to Bovel, so then the Tilas Rishus will not help. Mara says, why? Because in Bavel, they had the Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa was Dina Kemelech. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have such a powerful Bezin. They had Talmid HaChamim. The learning was stronger. That's what Tosfos points out. Chad Minayu Ketrei Minan. One Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael knew how to learn like two Rabbanim in Bavel. So the learning was much stronger in Eretz Yisrael. But the Koyach HaHanhoge, leadership abilities would develop more by the Chachmei Bovel than the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. Mehocha lohosam, if the Reish Galusa gave Rishus Tola Yishalmu, that'll certainly help even in Eretz Yisrael. But for Keret, if the Nasi gave Rishus, it wouldn't pater in Bovel. Because in Bovel, the Reish Galusa had a din of Melech. We explained it based on the Avneneza has his tshuva with the Sheish Ma'alas Lakise. So he writes about this. So the Dvavram also has the very first tshuva, and the Dvavram is all about din and machus and din. So he quotes the Rishonim say on Ardaf that Hefke Bezna Hefker is a branch of the din of din and the machus and din. What's the din of din and the machus? The melech doesn't have to be done al pi din ha-Torah. So the Avneneza brings this, the drushes around. The Rana has a whole drush about din ha-melech and din ha-Torah. The din ha-melech is for the purpose of melech b'mishpat yamin eretz, to maintain law and order in the world. So that's why, and the din ha-melech is to maintain law and order. He doesn't have to paskin milsa de lo shchicha, leiz bechisar and kis. He doesn't have to paskin. He has to paskin to maintain law and order, milsa de shchicha leiz bechisar and kis. And the mishpat ha-Torah is something different. So the Reish Galusa has a din of melech, and he patas a person tolo yishalmu. That's the original din of Mishpat HaMelech. If he feels it's necessary, he can give a p'tur to people. The fact that the Bezdin can also give such a p'tur, that's an extension of the din of Dina Namachus Adina. The din is that the Melech, the government, has the right and the obligation to maintain law and order, if need be, to be mafka someone's moment. If the Melech is not taking care of it, there is no Melech, whatever, then the Dayanim have to, then the Bezdin has to take care of it. But Hefke Beznefke is really a branch of the Dina Machus Adina. The stronger, more powerful din is the Dina Machus Adina. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have reshus from the Reish Galusa, that even helps in Eretz Yisrael to part to you. Because the Reish Galusa, the Makam Melech Oimei. And the reshus from the Nasi only helped in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, if reshus from the Nasi and Eretz Yisrael only helps to part to you in Eretz Yisrael, so why is it that they were Amoraim before they left, they learned in Eretz Yisrael? Before they left Eretz Yisrael, they would get reshus from the Nasi that told Lo Yisham, what good is it going to be? They're moving to Bavel. So the reshus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael is not going to help for Bavel. So the Gemara says, well, it'll help for Ayuras Ha'im de Salak Vulin. It'll help a little bit. Nunu. The Rama maps had a different pshat over here. Ayuras Ha'im de Salak Vulin. Ayuras Ha'im de Salak Vulin. The Rama has the Rama makes a statement. It's a strange thing. The Gemara assumes in different places, different mesichtas, quite a few places, that not all of Eretz Yisrael that was Niskadish in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun was Niskadish later when the Jews came back in Golas Bavel. Because at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, there was a machlokes, and the accepted opinion was that Batla Kedushas Eretz. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael disappeared. So then in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, there had to be Niskadish Eretz Yisrael all over again. So the Gemara says that for political reasons they decided not to be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. They left them on purpose because the Shemitah was hard to observe during Bais Rishon. So many people violated. That's why the whole Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. So they decided not to be Mekadosh everything the same as the first time. They left out a lot of areas. So the Gemara says the Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha Shnia, most of the Rishonim hold was loy batla. Kedusha Shnia lasted on even after the Churban Bais Sheni, but it didn't cover all of Eretz Yisrael that was in the Kaddish the first time around. So the Rambam writes it in, you cannot confer smicha in Chutz Laretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara later in the Perek. And he says, the definition of Eretz Yisrael depends on whatever Kedusha B'Sheni. It doesn't depend on Kedusha Shnia. Why? Why doesn't it depend on Kedusha Shnia? So Rav Soloveitchik published the whole explanation because it's not an agricultural mitzvah. When you're talking about leket, shikra, peh, shumas, and maizah, shmita, v'yoyval, that's mitzvah satuyas ba'aretz. So that depends on what part of Eretz Yisrael has kedusha sa'aretz. So whatever had kedusha the first time around, the days of Yishuv ben Nun, in the time of Churban Eretz Yisrael, Churban Bais Rishon, the kedusha was batla. And then they were never mekadosh it again a second time, so the second time around, those ayoris would not be chayiv in mitzvah tlois baretz. Okay. But when you're talking about conferring smicha, that's not from the mitzvah tlois baretz, that's not an agricultural mitzvah. So why is it that smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, the Avnei Neza has the tshuva, he says, Kiddush HaChodesh and Yivra Hashana and smicha and Egla Rufa depend on Eretz Yisrael, but they're not agricultural mitzvahs. In what sense do they depend on Eretz Yisrael? Depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the mitzaref of Klal Yisrael. So these are mitzvahs that have to do with the tzibur. Kiddush HaChodesh and Yivra Hashana and Egla Rufa and Smicha, the Rambam has all of these. are a function of the tzibah, and the tzibah is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Rambam quotes the din, you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes, but it depends on kedusha rishona, not on kedusha shniya. What depends on kedusha shniya? When you want to know where are you obligated to observe the agriculture mitzvahs min haTorah, so that depends kedusha shniya. Kedusha rishona was batla, kedusha shniya counts. But if you're talking about which part of the Middle East is considered Eretz Yisrael, that is mitzaref all of Klal Yisrael, so why should that depend on the Kedusha Sarah? That should depend on Shem Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam says. Whatever once had Kedusha Rishayna retains a Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't have a Kedusha Shniya, it doesn't have the Kedusha Sarah, but it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam said you can confer smicha and knows Ayoras Aimdas Alagvulin. The Gemara is talking Ayoras Aimdas Alagvulin, that they're not Nimshach after the Reish Galusa so much, the Nimshach after the Nasi should be Eretz Yisrael. So the tour of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael will not help for Chutz Loretz, not help for Babel far away, but it'll help for the Arisam de Salagvul. The Rambam quotes this in a totally different context. That's what the Kes Mishnah said. The Rambam's quoting this Gemara. He says, it's talking about conferring smicha. That's not what it's talking about in the Gemara the way we have. So the Rambam says, you can confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael or in Ayoras Aimdas Al HaGvulin, any part of Eretz Yisrael that had a Kedusha Rishayna, even though it never had a Kedusha Shniya, because for Kedusha Eretz Yisrael it doesn't have, because Kedusha Rishayna was Batla and there never was a Kedusha Shniya in this area, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. So the Rambam somehow understood that this Ayoras Aimdas Al HaGvulin has to do with conferring smicha, that it depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, what else? We had the text of the smicha, Yari Yari Yodin Yodin. So he mentioned that Rav Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, wrote an autobiography that's called Mikor Baruch, the roots of his family. So he writes all kinds of things, everything under the sun. He writes a very long-winded, three fat volumes of an autobiography. So one of the many things that he says is that it says in Ebenezer, when you write a get and the shliach comes, yes, the shliach was the get bitten l'shmo, so you should only answer once yes. He says yeah. So sometimes yeah, depending on the intonation, means no. And no, sometimes based on the intonation means yes. So he should answer once yes or no. Shouldn't say yes. You shouldn't say no. Then it says in Aruch Chaim, if you're answering amen to two different brachas, one person said shaka, one person said bar pi adama. So you shouldn't say amen, amen. You should say amen, vi amen. You shouldn't say the same thing twice, amen, amen, because if you say the same thing twice, sometimes it means the opposite. It's not true. So that's what he taught is that you shouldn't write yore, yore. In the text in the Gemara, what it means is yore, question mark. Should do you give my nephew smicha that he should pass in his etta? Rabbi Yonasi said yes, yore. But he said only once yore. He didn't say yore, yore. The first yore was a question, and the second yore was an answer. Yata b'cheres was a question, yater was a answer. Yodim was a question, yodim. So the some had the practice to write yore vi yore, yodin vi yodin. If you add above, then it says, then it's clear that he's not saying the same thing twice with the mashmas, that it means punkt verkehr. Okay, maybe we will stop here, but then tomorrow we will continue the chazar.
I think I saw one of Achronim about the first tshuva in the Sefer Bikiva and tshuva Sefer Bikiva Eger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of them trying to make a tshuva. I didn't see one of them. I don't remember. I remember
it 2 years
ago.
Then a single girl.
Isha, so it's Baal and Sam, so she would repeat it. The single girl is Chayat and Sam, so she has to repeat it.